This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Residents of Crandon, Wisconsin yesterday gathered to mourn the loss of six young people killed in a shooting Sunday. During the memorial, a minister read an apology from the parents of Tyler Peterson. He was the 20-year-old part-time cop responsible for the shooting rampage. Jenny Stahl's 14-year-old daughter, Lindsay, was among the victims.
You know, we knew my daughter was there, but we didn't, like I said, we were hoping maybe she got out a back window or a door or something and was waiting somewhere for the chance to for things to get safe, and I don't even want to believe it happened.
Authorities say 20-year-old Tyler Peterson, an off-duty police officer and deputy sheriff, crashed a party where his ex-girlfriend and others had gathered during homecoming weekend. After he was rebuffed by the girl and her friends, he left, then came back to the party with a semi-automatic rifle and fired 30 shots. A family friend told reporters that Peterson had gone to the party in hopes of patching things up with his former girlfriend. After the attack, Peterson identified himself to the police as the shooter. A few hours later, he was shot to death near a forest in a neighboring town. Authorities say they're still waiting for details of an autopsy before releasing more information of Peterson's death. And in Washington state today, recovery teams are continuing efforts to look for the remains of passengers killed in an airplane crash in the Cascade Mountains. Yesterday, rescuers found the wreckage of the Cessna aircraft, but it appears that neither the pilot nor the nine passengers aboard survived. Seven bodies have been found so far. The plane was returning from a skydiving event in Boise, Idaho, when it went missing and eventually crashed. And another Nobel Prize has been announced today, this time in physics. French scientists Albert Fer and Peter Grünberg of Germany have won the 2007 Nobel Prize in Physics for a discovery that lets billions of computer users store reams of data on computer hard drives. In its note about the prize, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said, quote, "This technology can be considered one of the first real applications of the promising field of nanotechnology." On Monday, two American scientists, Mario Capecchi and Oliver Smithies, joined Britain Martin Evans as winners of the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Still to come, awards for literature, economics, and peace. Finally, a little sports news. In baseball playoffs, the Indians got out to a 6-1 lead in the top of the fourth and held up against the Yankees, winning 6-4 and eliminating the Bronx Bombers from the playoffs. Cleveland will face the Red Sox in the ALCS starting Friday in Boston. And in Monday Night Football, the Cowboys overcame 5 Tony Romo interceptions to beat the Bills 25-24 in Buffalo. Rookie Nick Folk hit a 53-yard field goal with 2 seconds remaining to win the game. The news and a little sports is always online at npr.org. I'm Rachel Martin. Luke Nelson, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel Martin.
Thanks, Rach.